Today we will be learning lesson 78 in the sixth topic of Parshas Lech Lecha, Sefer Bereishis, chapter 17, verses 19 to 22, Perek Yud Zayin, Psukim Yud Tes Techav Beis, at the bottom of the Simonim Tanakh on page 22. Vayomer Elohim Avol Sora Ishtecha Yoledes Lecha Bein Vekaros Eshimo Yitzchak Vakimosi Esprisi Ito Livris Olam Lizaro Acharov Ulishmael Shmaticha Hine Virachtioso Vivresioso Virbasioso Bimod Mod Shnemosor Nisim Yolid Unesativ Lagoy Godol Vres Brisi Okim Es Yitzchok Asher Teleid Lechos Arola Moed Azeh Bashonoho Acheres. Vayichal daber ito vayal Elohim me'al Avraham. Let's take a look inside Pasuk Yutes. So after Avram was very concerned in thinking that something bad's going to happen to the Yishmael since he needed another son born, so Hashem corrects him. And he says, Vayomer Elohim, and Hashem says to Avram, Avol Sora Ishtecha, but Sora, your wife, Yoledes Lecha Ben, will give birth to you for a son. We're focusing on Sora being your wife, meaning because of her tremendous righteousness, she'll give birth to you for a son, and there's no need for Yishmael to die, as you'll see. Vekaros Eshmo, and you will call his name Yitzchok. Yitzchok, as Avram himself in the previous lesson laughed. Yitzchak will be a cause of laughter in the world. But for that matter, his name should be called Tzchok, which means laughter. And therefore Rashi tells us that every letter in Yitzchak's name is telling us something. Yud has the numerical value of 10, meaning to say that this circumcision that will precede Yitzchak is one of the 10 tests, or Yitzchak's, of having to sacrifice Yitzchak. It's one of the 10 tests of Avram. That's the Yud is 10. Tzadi 90, that's how old Sarah was. She was 90 years old. Ches is 8. At 8 days, he'd have to be circumcised. And Kuf is 100, the age of 100. So you see that Yitzchak has everything wrapped up in his name. And now the covenant that I promised you, Hashem says, V'hakimosi, and I will establish Esprisi my covenant ito with him and not with Yishmael. Livris olam, for an eternal covenant. Lizaro, for his children, acharav, after him. So he's saying, I need someone special for the covenant. And that's going to be Yitzchak, because your wife is special, Sarah. But Yishmael, don't worry, he's not going to die. Pasachav, Uli Yishmael Shmaticha, and for Yishmael, I heard you. Hine, behold, Birachtiosa, I've already blessed him when the angel blessed him before Hagar. And will be Vihifrasioso, and I will make him fruitful. Vihirbasioso, I will multiply him, Bimod Ma'od, very much. And he'll also have Shneimasor, 12 Nisim, princes, as leaders. Yolid, he will give birth. He'll have princes, but not kings. Unesativ, and I will place him or make him Lugoi for a nation gadol, that's big, one big nation, not many. So in contradistinction to what will come from Yitzchak in the covenant, many kings, but from Yishmael only princes, many nations, but from Yishmael only one nation. However, and he emphasizes again, Pasachaval, Esprisi, but my covenant, Okim, I will establish only with Yitzchak. This seems to be repeating itself from a few Psukim before. And Rashi says to say that this covenant will be established even when Yitzchak is in the womb. That's how early the covenant with Hashem and Yitzchak will take place. And this covenant, Asher, which teled lecha Sara, which Sara will give birth to you, la moed hazeh, to this time, exactly this time today, bashanoha acheres, next year, 1 year from this day right now. And we know that Yitzchak was born on Pesach. So therefore, we're going to see the same thing over here, that the this change of name and the circumcision is on Pesach, or Erev Pesach, interestingly, generations later, the Jews would get their circumcision right around the national circumcision on Pesach as well. So this is foreboding many, foretelling many things to come. Pasuk Chaf Beis, Vayechal Edaber Ito, and he finished speaking with him. Hashem finished. Vayal Elohim, and the Almighty King ascended Me'al Avram from Avraham, and by removing the spirit of him, now Avram is able to act on what Hashem told him to do. Let's look at the questions. Number one, Lefi Havtochas Hashem Avram, based on Hashem, according to Hashem's promise to Avram, Haim Sara Teled Ben Obas, will Sara give birth to a son or a daughter? She'll give birth to a son. To Be'ez Hashem, by which name, Amar Hashem Avram, did Hashem say to Avram, Likro Livno Asher Teled Sara? Should he call the son that Sarah will give birth to? His name shall be Yitzchak. 3. Madu Anikra B'Shem Zeh. Why is he called this name? Because Yitzchak means laughter. His name will be a source of laughter, which really means a source who will laugh at the great Kiddush Hashem that will be demonstrated by all the miracles that Hashem will do with the birth of Yitzchak. 4. Ma Mashmos. What's the real meaning? Shall call Osio Shmo of every letter of his name. The Yud is numerical value 10 for the 10 tests. Tzadi is 90 for the age of Sora being 90 at his birth. Ches is 8 for the 8 days that he will be circumcised at 8 days. And Kuf is 100 for the age of 100 of Avram at his birth. 5. Be'ezem min b'nei Avram hiftiach Hashem l'kaim es briso. From which one of Avram's sons does Hashem promise to maintain the covenant, establish a covenant, will be with Yitzchak? 6. Ha'im briso shel Hashem l'Avram l'Zara. Will the covenant with Hashem to Avram and his descendants Yikuyim be fulfilled by Yishmol through Yishmol b'Zara and his children? Or by Yitzchak b'Zara? Yitzchak and his children be fulfilled through Yitzchak and his children? 7. Ha'agam shelok Yikayim Hashem as ha'brisi m'Avram derech Yishmol b'Zara. Even though Hashem will not fulfill the covenant with Avram through Yishmol and his descendants, ha'im b'chozos, but still, hiftiach levorech Hashem is Yishol. Did Hashem promise to bless Yishmol? Yes. 8. Bama hiftiach Hashem la'Avram shibrech Yishmol. With what did Hashem promise Avram that he would bless Yishmael? He promised him that he would be fruitful, he'd multiply a lot, he'd have 12 princes, he'd be a nation. 9. Ha'im yigdal Yishmol agoygoto. Will Yishmol grow into a great nation? Yes. 10. Targeim, translate the word nesim. Nesim is princes or leaders. 11. Kama Nesim Yolid Yishmol. How many princes will Yishmol have? 12. That really corresponds to the 12 tribes that will come out of the Jewish people. 12. Masai Tolid Saras Yitzchak. When will Sarah give birth to Yitzchak? 1 year later, as it says in 13. Ba'er explained, La Moeda Ze Bishona Acheres Umi Omar Kein Valma. What does that clause mean and who said it regarding what? La Moed Ze. At this time, Bishana Acheres, next year. And who said it? Hashem said it to Avram regarding the birth of Yitzchak. 14. Be'ezah yom b'diyuka yom milah. What day precisely was the milah? It was on Pesach, or the day before Pesach, very, very close to Pesach. 15. Acharei shegomar Hashem l'daberim Avram. After Hashem finished speaking to Avram, v'yivtiach lo aleides Yitzchak, and promised him the birth of Yitzchak, Bakaro, it happened. Hashem ascended from Avram, and the prophecy was over. Let's review the Pesukim one more time from Pasuk Yutes. Vayomer Elohim, Avol Sara Ishtecha, Yoledes Lecha, Bein Vikaras Eshema Yitzchak, Vakimos Yes Brisi Ito, Livris Olam Lazaro Acharov, Uli Yishmael, Shmati Chahine Berach Dioso, Vifres Dioso, Verbes Dioso, Bimod Maod, Shnemasor Nesiim Yolid, Unasativ Lagoy Godol, Vesprisi Akim Es Yitzchak Asher, Teleid Lecha, Sarala Moida Zebashono Acheres, Vayechal Edaber Ito Vayal Elohim Me'al Avraham. Please spend a few minutes reviewing today's lesson and a few minutes reviewing lessons 74, 5, 6, and 7. Have a great day.